Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We can have some technical difficulties tonight, praise the Lord. Amen. But we are back on air. Amen. Get your calls in tonight. I know Satan, amen, don't want us to be here tonight, but amen, Jesus has made a way for us. Call that number, praise the Lord. You're here on air with Dr. Moore and his staff. God bless you tonight. God bless you.
Call us from 310-508. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
That's me. God bless you, Bishop.
Praise the Lord, my deacon, tonight. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. Amen. I'm calling in for prayer. My brother Roy, he's, you know, he's disabled, and he can't, you know, walk or do anything, not even talk, but he can use his hands for singles. And I went to see him the other day, and I had a call on yesterday. Somebody went in there on a spray, hitting on him and hitting him and beating him with a belt.
Oh God! Oh God! Oh God!
So I'm calling for prayer for him as well as myself.
All right, Deacon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We had a call earlier. Praise the Lord. About people being in convalescent homes, amen, and amen, being treated unfairly. You that hear my voice tonight, amen, you put your loved ones in these homes, amen, expecting them to be taken care of properly, but you don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Thank God for Sister Jackie, amen, woman of God that I know that treats people right. Pray for, amen, this minister, the man of God that has been standing for many years for the word of God, is bedridden right now, cannot help himself. And, amen, someone whooping him, praise the Lord, or slapping on him. My God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to go there, Lord, and you see what's going on right now. That's your child there, helpless and hopeless. But, oh, you see everything right now. My God, let this be confronted in the name of Jesus right now. I bind that enemy right now in Jesus' name right now. You say, touch not your anointed and do your prophet no harm. My God, somebody laying a hand on your child, on your prophet, on your preacher, on your man of God. Oh, Lord God, I'm a whole shunt up. Ah, Lord, he only can just move a portion of his hand, but we thank you for doing that much.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, we thank you right now. Oh, here I'm a cry tonight, Lord. And bless my deacon Jenin right now, Lord. My God, keep him comforted and consolated. Keep him going out and seeing his brother right now. Lord, let this thing be solved. My God, under your presence and under your divine will, in Jesus' name, work it out. Work it out. Now we're touching and agreeing all over the world. Work it out right now. In the name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Deacon. I know the Lord is hearing our prayer. Amen. I know the Lord is going to work it out. We thank you for that testimony tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God is good. Amen. Yes, sir. Let's come to the Holy Boldness.
Caller from 323-350. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello, Kitasha. Hello, Bishop. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, my sister tonight. God bless you.
Yes, my prayer request on my heart tonight that the Lord put on. I'm praying for Kitasha. I'm praying for you and your family. Bishop, I'm praying for you
and
your household. I'm also praying for the body of Christ at all great nations, all the saints, Lord, and our greater nation and their children. I'm praying for my family, my children and their children, and my brothers and sisters and their children, and all my aunties and uncles and all them out there in Arizona. Just a host of my relatives. And I'm praying for my husband's family. Bishop, I'm also praying for those that's sick. God know the address that he sent his healing virtues on down to them. And I'm praying for them behind the prison wall. That is my prayer request for tonight.
God bless you, my daughter. We're going to take that request. Amen. I say we, that means we're touching and agreeing together.
Yes,
amen,
Lord.
To the throne of grace tonight. Lord God, my sister is calling in with a multitude of ones tonight. And God, Lord, thou knowest who they are. You know their name.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
Their address. You know where they live at right now. But, oh, Jesus, everyone that she called tonight, we ask you, Lord God, is it bless them, my God. We ask you to save them. We ask you to turn
yes,
their
Lord.
Way. My Lord, continue. You blessing them right now because you're letting them breathe the breath of life. My God,
yes,
you know
Lord.
How to go in their lives and change their ways in the name of Jesus. My God,
in the
there
name
no
of Jesus.
In the city of Phoenix, Arizona, my God,
yes,
California,
Lord.
Right now. Move
in
their
the
lives
name
right
of
now.
Jesus.
In the thing that's not like your love, move
Lord.
It out of hey, give them an eternal yes right now. That's my
yes,
sister
Lord.
Right now. That's a work right now. That's a husband
yes,
right now.
Lord.
That's a helper right now. In the name of Jesus. My God,
thank
I
you,
trust your work this season. I trust the hands of Satan over God's people everywhere right now. My
yes,
God,
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Let God come in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus. Stir your people up like never before. Lord, we
yes,
pray
Lord.
For the Bible. Jesus Christ everywhere, that we might be a one mind
yes,
and be a
Lord.
One accord, Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
In
oh,
Jesus'
Satan,
name.
I know you don't like the name of Jesus, but all
yes,
power
Lord.
Is in his hands. In both heaven and earth. Bless my sister right now. Thank God
in
and
Jesus
everyone
name.
That you come in both. In the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord.
In the name
God
of
bless
Jesus.
You.
Thank,
thank
you, Jesus.
You for calling us tonight. Hallelujah.
God bless you, and I love Amen. Y'all. Thank you, too, Bishop.
We love you tonight, sister. God bless you.
Caller from 323-392. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Bishop. This is Elder Chris and my family and I. I just want to say y'all keep up the good work, and it sounds good to hear different ones I haven't seen. But calling in and still crying out to the Lord. And I just want to say, my brother Jesse, just keep him in prayer because 28 days ago he was in a coma and now he's up and he's learning how to walk, talk, and do
oh,
all of that. He couldn't talk or walk or do nothing, but now he's learning. And he's giving God the glory, Bishop. And he said the Lord really been talking to him. And also, don't be surprised. You see, I'm gonna say all of us in Jesus' name, we're gonna make a special trip, and we all gonna be in that church giving God the glory and. He's talking to all the brothers and sisters now. And
all right.
Just keep them in prayer and keep my outreach. We're going out this week. Skid Row.
God bless you, Minister Chris. You bless us our soul each time. Amen that you come on air and let us know the good works that the Lord is done. This young man and his family, praise the Lord, go out on Skid Row among, praise the Lord, thieves, robbers, amen, and all kind of people, but they're spreading the word of God. My God, we thank you for this instantaneous miracle that you worked on Jesse, Lord. My God, he's a fool in the God
oh,
out
yeah.
of this world, but oh, you read the breath of him. My God, and now, Lord, you're talking to him. Wait on his heart, Lord. Continue that and say yes. In the hell of abortion, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Lord, you can change a drug addict. You can change a drunkard. You can change
yes,
a prostitute.
Lord, my Lord.
Oh,
my
God. In your hand, I tell you, I thank you for looking down upon him tonight, Lord. I thank you for touching tonight. Satan, you can't have it. He loves Jesus tonight. Oh, he's under the blood. Under the blood. He's under the, that whole family, Lord. We
yes.
have him. In the name of Jesus. Give him an eternal yes, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
and bless his name, God. Bless him, Lord. My God, bless him more and more. You know how
Lord.
To bless him. You know how to work things out in the home. In the name of Jesus. We give you
Holy
praise,
God.
Lord. We give you
yes.
praise, Lord.
Yes.
What you have done. And you're done right now. Continue to share the heart. Share the community, Lord. Share the church, Lord. Share the world. In the name of Jesus. Keep the good works up. And thank you for that call. God bless you. And keep praying for them.
All right. God bless you. We love you.
Yes, sir. We love you, too. Praise the Lord. Upon this rock I build my church. And the very gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The devil been trying to destroy God's church ever since they have been a church. But he can't destroy it. He may slow it down, but he can't stop it. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Call those numbers tonight. Hey, Satan has tried to stop us once, but call that number tonight and let your blessing flow. Come to the throne of grace with holy boldness tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Break down the middle wall of partition. Amen. Break that wall down in your life and let Jesus flow. It doesn't make any difference who you are, young people, middle-aged people, old people. Give some thanks to the Lord for allowing you to just to be up on earth. Give some thanks to him, not to me, but give some thanks unto your Lord that died and hung on Calvary, bled and died, took your sins upon him when he was sinless. Give some thanks unto him. America once was a praying nation, a nation that feared God and honored God. But we living in a nation now that feel like they can take care of themselves. That is dangerous. That is definitely dangerous. A nation that don't fear God is in danger. If you think you can support yourself, you are in danger. Give Almighty God some praise tonight. We are here waiting on your prayer. Praise the Lord. David said for us in Psalms, amen, 55:16-17. He said, as for me, I will call upon God, the Lord, and shall be saved. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray, and I'm going to cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I'm like David. I'm going to call upon the name of the Lord. The Lord is only somebody that can save us. And God will hear us. Psalm 56:9. It says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemy turn back. You want your enemy to turn back off of you. You want your enemy to get back off of you. You want your financial, amen, needs to be blessed. Call on the name of Jesus. This I know, for God is for me. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Oh, give praise unto the Lord. The lines are open, amen. We still have a little bit tonight, but hallelujah. We still have a little time tonight is to give praise unto our Lord tonight. He is worthy to be praised. Jesus Christ, who died. But I want to say, yes, he died, but he's alive tonight. He is alive, and he wants you to live. He wants you to move and have your being. Like, Jesus is alive, and he's living within the soul and the heart of anybody that opened the door. He said, amen, behold, I stand at the door, and I'm knocking. But if you open the door, he said, I will come in, and I will serve with you. Open the door tonight. Open the door. So many of them open the floodgates to Satan, and let Satan come in and flood their minds with some of everything but the love of Jesus Christ. Open the door and let Jesus come in. I beg of you, I plead with you. Paul said, I'm pleading in Romans, the 5th chapter. I beg you, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God,
which is your reasonable service. I plead with you tonight, let Jesus come in. Psalms 81 and 10 say, open thou mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open your mouth wide, and the Lord will fill it. God will put words in your mind. If you open your mouth just to praise him, God will put words in your heart. Open your mouth wide. Cry aloud. Don't be timid like they want you to be timid, amen, and don't want to praise him, amen. God wants you to open your mouth, amen, and give him some of everything you have. Psalm 91:15 says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him, and I will honor him. Listen, Jesus Christ will be with you in trouble. And if you don't know him, you are in trouble tonight. You are in trouble tonight if you don't know Jesus. But Jesus said, I'll be with you. Listen, the Lord have not forsaken you. The Lord love you tonight. I don't care, oh, wretched man, amen, what condition you in tonight. Oh, wretched woman, the Lord Jesus love you tonight. Don't let the Lord tell you, Jesus don't love you tonight. Jesus love you tonight. Call us tonight, praise the Lord. We're here waiting on your call to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. How good the Lord is tonight. He's sweeter than honey in a honeycomb. He's sweet, I know. Some clouds may rise, and some may blow. But I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found Jesus, and he's so sweet, I know. He's sweet tonight. Try and taste him tonight. Taste the Lord, for he is good. Oh, taste him tonight. Come on and taste Jesus. You have never tasted anything until you taste the love of Jesus Christ. And the reason I say that, I once was on the other side, and I was tasting the fruit of evil, and I thought it was good until I come on this side to taste Jesus. And there is nothing like the fruit of Jesus. Call those numbers tonight. God bless you, young people. If you hear me tonight, amen, and you have not dialed in, praise the Lord, you may have called once before, but call tonight. Let Dr. Moore and his staff pray for you. Let this song ring, amen, in Jesus' name. The Lord is good, amen. I can give you scripture after scripture, praise the Lord. But I rather, amen, take your petition along with you to the throne of grace. Psalms 145 and 18 and 19 says, the Lord is nigh unto all of them that calleth upon him. The Lord is nigh unto you. If you call upon him, he is nigh unto you. To all of them that calleth upon him. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is a word of faith. God is nigh thee. Put your trust in Jesus tonight. Are you tired of living in sin? Put your trust in Jesus. Oh, the Lord is so near you tonight. Proverbs 2, 3, and 5 said, yea, if thou cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of the Lord. Come on, let's lift up our voice. Let's find the knowledge of the Lord. Out of all of thy getting, get an understanding. Let's get an understanding who the Lord is, who you serving tonight. If the Jews would have really known who Jesus was at the time he walked to this earth, they never would have crucified him. but they didn't have the knowledge to know who he was. Let's not make that same mistake. The knowledge of the Lord is open unto us tonight. And he wants us to know who he is. He's love. He's kindness. He's long-suffering. And on the other hand, he is justice. God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Hold your peace and I will fight your battle. You don't have to fight your battle. The Lord will fight your battle for you. Vengeance belongs to me, says the Lord. To pray at this time while we're waiting on others. Amen. To the call in all over the world. I'm praying, Lord God, let your tender mercy be up on the face of this earth. Let men that never known you before say yes to your will. Let your word go there and sustain their lives right now in the name of you. Those that are in trouble, those that are crying out in darkness and don't know what to do, Lord, let your glorious light of the gospel go and shine in that dark place, in their heart tonight. Those that are sick and afflicted, my God, in dungeons and places, my God, that it is not fit for man to be. Let your word go there and touch in the name of Jesus. Go in your urban cities tonight and touch all. Any that is under snow weather, my God, and snow conditions tonight, my God, in Chicago and all over the land, touch in the name of Jesus. Go down in Louisiana, touch. Oh, Bahoshanda, in Jesus' name right now. All over the world, release your power. Release your anointing right now, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our country tonight. Bless the one that is in office tonight. Lord God, bless tonight. Touch in the name of Jesus. God show people in the righteousness and in the holiness tonight. Oh, I rebuke Satan. I bind him. Jesus said, whatsoever thou bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. We loose the spirit of peace down upon earth tonight. Find God. We loose the power of Jesus. Right here up on earth tonight. Call us tonight. We want to hear from you tonight. God bless you. Amen. In radio land tonight. It is such a blessing. And again, I say it's such an opportunity. Amen. Is to be here tonight. Is a share. Pray, Lord, in prayer with you. There is nothing like praying together. Amen. Releasing your thoughts one to another. We are to, amen, bear one another burdens in the heat of the day. We are to help one another. Amen. We are going through as believers. But let us stand like never before. Jesus said, together we stand. Together we stand. And divided we fall. It's not one gospel, amen. This is the Lord Jesus Christ gospel. He honored us. And gave us a place, amen, in this gospel that we might praise his holy name. It don't belong to no one man. It belongs to Jesus Christ. All honor and all praise and all glory belong to Jesus. We're only his servant, submitting ourselves to his will tonight. Call us tonight, power and the anointing of the Lord in the studio tonight, and Jesus wants to release his power upon you tonight. If you don't believe me, try me. Call me. Let me pray for you, and amen if you don't believe. And I'll let you see the Spirit of the Lord move. You'll feel the anointing of the Lord in your life. I dare you to call and be sincere in the Lord. Be real in the Lord. It's prayer time tonight, saints. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Let the world hear your cry out to Jesus. Lord, I'm giving you thanks for watching over me all day long, for watching over my children. bringing my children back home from school safe and sound, bringing them from work safe and sound. Pray tonight. Pray, pray. For we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Isaiah 55 and 6 say, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call ye upon him while he is near. Come on, it's time to seek him while he may be found. The Lord don't turn a deaf ear. Listen, church. Listen, people of God. God is going to turn a deaf ear to the cries of humanity one of these days, amen. He's not going to hear your prayer. Seek him while he may be found and call upon him while he's nigh. Isaiah 58:9, then shall thou call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and he will say, here am I. Well, when you call him, amen, he's going to say, amen, here am I. It shall come to pass that before thou call him, he said, I will answer you. And while thou art yet speaking, I will hear thee. God is so swift. Isaiah 65 and 24, while you calling upon him, he'll beat you to the answer. Cry him tonight. Oh, we serving a mighty God. And all he want to do is be your Lord and your Savior. He want to be your friend. He want to be your God and your master. He want to be the ruler of your life. Hallelujah. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go, and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Jeremiah 29:12-13. If you seek him, you're going to find him. You're going to find out something if you seek him. Seek the Lord. You can seek him right now. As we are talking and we are communicating with you, you can seek the Lord and you can find the Lord. Oh, let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. Know ye not that you didn't make yourself. It is the Lord that made us. It's the Lord that we're giving glory to tonight. It's no man, praise the Lord. It is the Lord. I didn't know human beings had so much holding against the Lord, a gracious God. But it is the Lord that made you. Without him, you can't do nothing. You can't move a muscle. You can't change the strand of hair on your head. Think about it. He knows every hair on your head. He have numbered every hair on your head. Who can do that but a God? Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Just call me. God will show you things that you don't know nothing about. Am I a witness of this? Yes, because the Lord is showing me every day things that I don't know anything about, but the Lord is revealing things to me. He's opening up the mystery. He said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries. Oh, praise him. Call us tonight. We have a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can get your crown. This is blessing by grace. The Lord is blessing us by his grace. Without his grace tonight, his grace is sufficient for us. In our weakness, his grace can make us perfect. Amen. His grace. It's God's grace. It's God's goodness. God's mirror of faith is with us tonight. It is his grace. And he's blessing us right now. He's blessing everyone that's hearing the sound of my voice right now. The Lord wants you to open up to. Call in tonight, amen, if you have a testimony that the Lord have done something for you. Amen. All over the land, anywhere you can call from, let us know. Call in tonight. Give us that testimony. Because I know, amen, many have come and called me and told me how the Lord have blessed them and the Lord have brought them out. So call in tonight. Let the people know, amen, that your prayer is not in vain. Joel 2:18-19. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and piety his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto this people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be sanctified therein, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. The time is coming that if you just call upon the name of the Lord, you will be delivered out of your troubles. Whosoever just call upon the name of the Lord. This time is rapidly before us, amen. When the great tribulation, amen, come, amen, amen. And people that have not believed the Lord is going to recognize, amen, that Jesus is their Messiah. And they're just going to call upon him, and he's going to save his people. We are not in that time yet, but you can call him. And he'll save you right now. The Lord first want to save your soul. And then, amen, he'll work with you out of bodily. But you see, most of us want our soul saved. I want our body saved and don't want to give the Lord in nothing in return. But God, amen, wants you to give something back in return. And if he heal your body, he wants you to at least, amen, give your soul to him. Are we there in your land tonight? Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which has rotted its judgment, and seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger. Zephaniah 2:3. Seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek his judgment, seek his righteousness, seek meekness. Come off your high horses. Oh, remember, he's the potter and we just the clay. He can mold us like he wants to. He can bend us like he wants to. He can take us through with what he wants to take us through with. Seek ye the Lord while he might be found, and let's call upon him while he's nigh. Amos 5:4-6 says, for this says the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethany, nor either into Gilgal, and fast not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethany shall be to naught. But seek the Lord, and ye shall live. Listen, if you seek the Lord, you're going to live. But if you seek any other thing, you ain't going to live. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in the day and hour, amen, that you can find him. Don't seek higher places, amen, in this world. But seek Jesus, because the world is going to pass away. This is a temporary place that we're living in. And all is going to pass away. But if you seek Jesus, he says, I go away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you may be also. Don't turn your back on the honest hope that you have. Rich man, poor man, It doesn't make any difference who you are. We all going to have to bow our knees down to Jesus Christ. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God died for the poor man. God died for the middle class. God died for the rich. Bless his holy name tonight. Thou shalt call on the name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Zechariah 13:9. Yes, the time is coming, church. Amen. The critical time is before us. But they're going to call upon him, and he's going to say amen. That this is my people. My people are going through this trial and tribulation. My people that, amen, rejected me. My people that turned their back on me. But, amen, they're calling up on me, and I got mercy. I'm going to hear their cry. I'm going to save them. Oh, praise the Lord. But you are not in that predicament right now. You ought to call on him while you can. This is Dr. Moore, along with the staff here in Amphitheater tonight. Praise the Lord. We're certainly waiting on your call tonight. And the Lord, amen, want to answer your prayers tonight. He wants to answer your prayers. And it doesn't make any difference, amen, what you have went through with or what you're going through with. He is a merciful Savior. The Lord wants to answer your prayers. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find him. He said, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receiveth. And he that seeketh, they findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asked bread, would he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, knoweth how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask of him? Matthew 7:7-11. Ask the Lord. Ask him what you will tonight. The Lord understands you because he made you. He knows your thoughts even before you speak it. Ask the Lord. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Amen. Matthew 18:19-20. If where two or three, you don't have to be a great number of people. Amen. But it be two or three touching and agreeing in his name. And he said, I will be a God in the midst of you. Whatsoever you need for the Lord to do tonight, you in Radio Land, call me tonight and ask me, say, Bishop, pray with me and long for me. I need this, I need that. And if it's in the will of the Lord say, I'll give it to you. Call me tonight. We want to hear from heaven tonight. We want to hear from heaven. Above all, when we're on this radio program, amen. We want to hear somebody say, what must I do to be saved? I'm going through so much. I've been through so much. I'm so tired of the way that I'm living. I'm so tired of the weights on my shoulder, amen. Jesus, I want to lift that weight off your shoulder. What must I do to be saved? And I'll tell you, amen, what you should do. And I'm still going to tell you, call on the name of Jesus. Call upon the name of Jesus. When you know who Jesus is, you know who God is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word were God. All things were made by him, and without him there was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. When you know who Jesus is, you know who God is. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Every hour, every day, amen. Let's call on the name of Jesus. Save your people, Lord, from their sin. Save them, Lord. Somebody got to stand in the gap. Somebody got to cry aloud. I never thought it would be me standing in the gap. I never thought, amen, that God, amen, would put his ministry in me, put, amen, his words in me, is to cry aloud in these last and evil days. But I'm not regretting it. I am so grateful. So there are a thousand, amen, of people that are being blessed by the word of God. I am so grateful. But don't give me any praise. As John the Baptist says, they tried to give him, amen, the praise. You are the Messiah. John says, I am not he. Don't try to pin that title up on me. He said, I am not he. I am not worthy as to unloose his shoe. I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness to make his way straight. I'm just a servant of Jesus tonight. That's all. Telling you ever what you need, Jesus have it. Hey, he shall know. And Jesus want to give it to you tonight. Let me quote you something. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you spoken in tongues since you believe? They say it's under Paul in the book of Acts in the 19th chapter. We have not even heard whether there is a Holy Ghost or not. Paul say, well, then what were you baptized unto? This is under John baptism. Paul said, John baptism, verily baptized unto the remission of sin. But you shall be filled. He said, one shall come after me that's greater than I am. He shall baptize you with the fire and Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Have you been baptized with the fire and Holy Ghost tonight? Speaking in another tongue as the Spirit of God give you utterance. If you haven't, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's nigh. This is Dr. Moore tonight, amen, along with the staff here in Apple Valley, amen, our time on the clock on the wall saying it is 10:31. May God whisper and bless you until tomorrow night. We will be back, amen, with the word for you. God bless you when we love you tonight into the hands of my conductor. Praise the Lord. Into the hands of my conductor tonight. God bless you. Sister G. Tasha. God bless you tonight. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Moore. Amen. As I'm signing off tonight. Amen, and we will be back on air, if the Lord permits, on tomorrow night. Praise the Lord. Until then, we're saying good night. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.